morning, 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 or actually that should be like afternoon, evening, good evening, good night. However you listen to your weekend tea break, welcome to episode 18? 18 are we on? I'm not really sure. It's an absolute, I say this every week, absolute corker this week. Really, very excited. Plus lots of news as well involved, perhaps. I'm not really sure what's going to be in this podcast. But let's have a little bit of singing to begin with and then some fake sponsor. In a time when, yes, it's me from the other podcast. In a time when wheelbarrows were just for carrying sand, come Barry's wheelbarrows of Basingstoke. That's right, Basingstoke. Now, wheelbarrows will never be the same again. This weekend, at Barry's Barrow of Basingstoke, we have a 50% discount on all barrel wheels. That's right, 50% of all barrel wheels. Offer only available 11th of July to the 18th of July. Brought with a brand new wheelbarrow on the hours of 10 and 12. Available at the Basingstoke store. And so, the fake sponsors' time is ending near. More about that later. Hit it. So what's going on? This week's podcast is a Bloom special. So, let me take you back. Let me take you back. Lots of singing going on. Let me take you back to the start of June. I headed over to Dublin. The lovely people of Bloom asked me over. And I do love Dublin. Firstly, let me give a big up to my podcast pal. Not said hello for a while on the podcast. Mr. Peter Donegan from The Sod Show. Put us up for the weekend. So, big up to him. Very kind. Thank you very much. Had an awesome time over there, and he showed me the lights of Dublin. And while I was there, obviously I went to Bloom twice. It went on the Saturday, which was very cool. As you know, I'm not a big fan of the whole press days, because you don't get the whole feel of what's going on and everything like that. So I went on the Saturday, and I headed there on the Monday as well to get a good feel of it as well. Spoke to the awesome Gary Graham, who's the main man there. He's got a chat coming up, Chit Chat Garden Chat, coming up next Saturday, next weekend. So you can catch that. So the next couple of weeks are a Bloom special. Yeah, they deserve it, didn't they? Because I did go in June and it's now in July, a whole month later. Why not? So here we are, and here we go. This podcast was recorded pretty much live, a bit like a video. Well, it's not a video, is it? It's an audio diary just for you. So let's go straight to me. Being dropped off by Mr. Peter Donegan. Dropped off at Dublin Castle. I thought, Phoenix Park ain't that far away. I'll have a little walk in. Why not? Beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Oh, damn. I should have added some U2 into this podcast, shouldn't I?
What's going on, weekend tea breakers? Not sure how it's going to turn out, mainly because I'm using a different microphone this weekend. I'm here in Dublin for Bloom in the Park, which I'm really excited about. The podcast headed to Dublin. What you saying? Seems to have become even more London after Peter Donegan. Constantly thinks that I speak like that. He just picked me up from the airport, dropped me off in Dublin, now I'm walking to Bloomin' Park, which I thought, wow, I have a nice little stroll along the Liffey, past Guinness Factory, straight into Phoenix Park. Turns out it's on the other side of Phoenix Park. And just past the sign that says 20 minutes till Bloom. So a little bit of a walk. So I thought I'd podcast for you guys first. and have a little chat. So yeah, got up really early this morning. Whew, 3:30. I haven't been up in a while. Not even Olive gets me up that early. 3:30, head to Stansted. From Stansted to Dublin, pretty smooth. A little sleep. And now I'm here. Peter picked me up from the airport. He's doing something for Bloom Fringe at Dublin Castle. Be hanging out with him tomorrow as well. But for today, on my own, I'm heading into Bloom. Gonna have a look around. See who I can meet. Got a few people that dropped me a little Facebook message, little tweet. Say let's meet up over this side of the sea. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to see the gardens. And if I'm out of breath, which I am, that is because I didn't realise I'd have to walk so far. So what's going on, everyone? I'm in the media centre at the moment. Just a lovely sandwich. It's got a nice cup of tea here. Just quickly check in. I've been here all day checking out everything, and then I bumped into Bill Gardner earlier, and things have sort of gone on from there. It's now 1:00 in the afternoon. I've got about 3 hours left, so I'll be checking out some gardens, talking about them on here and saying the best ones that I've seen at Bloom. But obviously for you guys, when this podcast goes out, you'll miss it. But hopefully you'll have seen all the coverage, all the photos online. Because, and I'm not just saying it because Bloom sent me over here, but I'm impressed. This is a garden show for families, for sure. Like, Olive's only two. She'd love this garden show. Do you know what I mean? Next year, 2018... whatever happens, the family are coming with me to this show. Sam was talking, my wife was talking the other day. I said, oh, I wish you were coming over to Ireland. She's like, yeah, but it's just a garden show. Like, there's nothing there for us. Well, let me tell you, there is here. There's loads of... I walked in to the kids' area earlier. They've got like little tractor rides. They've got their own kids stage. They've got a sew and grow stuff for kids. Honestly, everything is aimed at families here, which is a mile away from Chelsea Flower Show. And while I talk to you, I'm waiting for the main man, Gary Graham, who is on another podcast. It won't be on this one, but it'll be on another podcast, talking about the show. So I'm sitting here having a cup of tea, just waiting for him to come along. Hopefully he'll be here soon. Hopefully. But yeah, I'm generally having a really good day. Bit sad that I'm on my own. But like I said, I met Bill. Got a few more people to meet later on. Nice little community going on, which is nice. Little garden community, which is good. And yeah. So look. In a minute, I'm going to have an interview with Gary. And then we're going to crack on, have a look at some gardens, talk about some gardens. And I've seen a few favourites. A few favourites. And look, I've done a lot of Insta stories today. So if you want to hop over to the YouTube channel, Skinny Jean Gardeners, then you will be able to see the Insta stories. I'm going to put it all on there for you to watch. Right. So, I don't want to seem like, because Bloom kindly flew me out here, that I have to say nice stuff about them, because, you know me, I try and be honest as possible. And if I wasn't honest, then what would be the point? What would be the point of me coming over here? There's hundreds of people coming over here saying, wow, look at this, it's amazing. And, you know, there's always that negative side that wants to pop out and wants to, well, you know how it is. You want to be controversial. You want to say, look, gardening isn't right. You're not making gardening cool for young people. You want to do this, you want to do that. But I can't say it here. At the moment, I can't say it here. This place is absolutely teeming with kids. I mean, it's absolutely geared up for kids as well. It's like, an amazing family show. The amount of families that are going around, the smiley faces, remind me very much of the show I did the other week, Lichfield, on a much bigger scale, obviously. And like I said to Gary earlier on in an interview, you know, I was told this was meant to be the Chelsea of Ireland. This is not the Chelsea of Ireland. This is 100 times better in my eyes than Chelsea. That might annoy some people, but this is a podcast that's totally different vibe to what the Chelsea one was. This is what I wanted Chelsea to be. This is what it should be. It's what we should get kids into. And this is the place to do it. Earlier on, I heard someone say to a kid, earlier on I heard someone say to their child, look, let's have a look around the gardens and then we'll head to the kids' zone. So that child, not necessarily interested in the gardens to begin with, but is going around looking at them with their parents. Then they're off, they're going to head to the kids' zone. They've got their own stage, their own play area. This is for them to get into garden. This is the beginning of their gardening journey. So it's incredible, really. Hey, what's happened? So I've hit up the postcard gardens. Just you come into Bloom, they've got some little gardens, which I passed on the way through just because I wanted to see what was going on the rest of the show. But I thought just before I leave, and in where exactly this will go in the podcast, that makes no sense. But I'm on a Saturday, and I'm just about to go. I thought I'd check them out. I really thought it'd be quite cool. So firstly, this one's been done by a junior school. Secondary school, sorry. So this one's been done by St. Joseph Secondary School. And the garden name is Drogheda on the Boyne. So I wish, I'm guessing it's the river that they've created. It's created a beautiful like river out of like blue flowers. You know, I'm not good with flower names. Chuck some boats in, going along the top. Little bridge with a railway, a train flying around it. It's really fun. And at the moment, out of all these little gardens, there's some more up there, with about 6 or 7 gardens. So at the moment, that's my favourite. Now, as I walk along, discovery beyond the windows. It's got iPads, it's got laptops, it's got iPhones, everything. As a skinny jean gardener, I dislike, even though technically it's part of my job, but you know, it's a love-hate relationship. But then there's a big window, and then through that is a garden, like a wild garden, flashes of purple, flashes of yellow, lots of greenery. And in the background, beautiful lake. Let's see what this says. Discovery Point is designed to inspire the exploratory spirit of people to personally discover the historical. The wording doesn't make sense, but I get the point of it. Like, get out of your house, discover the world. There's more to life than iPads and laptops. And it was just the other day that Olive said, iPad. Not really a thing you want your kid to be looking for. That's the world we live in nowadays. Without it, where would we be? Then if we go along, age 14, Fiona Bitchard has made a garden. I didn't realise these are made by some youngsters. This is nice. Burrowing in the Bloom. It's lovely. It's got like a wooden bench made out of some rustic wood, some sleepers, little path, just like a rockery, just like rocks driving through, just like the rocks, and then through that the plants are growing through. It's a nice garden. And yeah, age 14, absolute star. As we walk along, looks like someone's copied skinny jean gardeners with some wellies planted up. the Kanagar Crossing. Now, I'm really sorry if I pronounce these wrong. Got a highly recommended award. And if it's got boots and it's got wellies planted up, it's a winner in my book. It's just sort of creating, planting around what looks like a sea crossing, but I can't be sure. Long ago, the fishermen and farmers of Ring Co Watford often waited until low tide to take their goods to market in Dunagavan. The short crossing by foot saved them walking or driving carts on the long main road in the town. Ah, it's all making sense now. As we walk along the Magic of Kindness garden, which Olive would love. It's like a fairy garden, an actual fairy floating around. Well, someone dressed as a fairy. I'm not going to say poorly, but you know, really nice. I love fairy garden. If I can make a fairy garden in my house, it'd be beautiful. Again, really nice planted up. Bold colours. A lot of purple going on this year. A lot of purple. There's a little wishing well. Oh, hang on. There's a guy dressed as a bumblebee. Are you alright? Sure, with a bumblebee. Nice one. I just received a raffle ticket with a bumblebee. So these few gardens at the end, I almost missed them. Merlin Woods Primary School, Galloway. Escape into Nature. Quite a spooky one, actually. Very woody. Old church chair. Some mirrors. Oh, this is a good one. Ah, right at the end. Friends of the Earth Island. The bright side of life. Just showing off. That's what the bumblebee's about. Showing off nature. We've got a little ant thing going on. Bumblebee home. Oh, I really like this one, actually. Be friendly. Also, we've got some air cleaning plants there. It's all about nature. Yeah, raffle prize. Don't think they're going to send it to England. So yeah, the postcard gardens, really impressive. Glad I caught them just before end. The winner for me, it's got to be the first one.
Now, when you're planting spuds, you need to plant them from seed potatoes. So don't go, you know, to your press and take out one of those spuds that you have in the back of the cupboard that has, you know, the stems like 20 miles long. Don't plant them in the ground. They're not really geared towards planting. So if you get some seed potatoes, that you're already kind of upping your chances of being successful. Now, before you plant seed potatoes, you need to chip the potatoes.
This week I'm recording a little bit differently for the podcast. Recording very professionally into the end of an iPhone. You know, budgets aren't quite what they are in other places. But hopefully this is going to be work out. This hopefully this is going to work out. There's a nice little taster. First time Bloom in the park. Very excited to be here, and I wasn't sure what to expect. Wasn't sure at all what was going on. Classed as the Chelsea of Ireland. And if you listen to the Chelsea special, which you can drop back onto that if you want to, you'll know that my thoughts were mixed there. So I came to Bloom in the park with a sort of, you know, not sure, but Bloom in the park has reignited my love for garden shows, bringing families, and I mean, now it's a lot of families here today, a lot of families, gardeners, people interested in food, all together in one place, the whole of Ireland, 120,000 visitors over the 5 days the show's on. I've been here for the whole weekend. Saturday was blazing squad. Very busy. Like I said before, I love the buzz of people enjoying themselves, and that's what it's about, isn't it? That's what we want to see. Smiles on faces. Drinks in hand. Not as many champagne flutes about. There's so much here, and this is going to sound like a total advertisement for Bloom. Welcome to Bloom. Come to Bloom this next year. It's not about that. It's not about that. I'm just here to experience the Bloom gardening experience. And man, have I experienced it. Monday now, the final day of the show. A little bit quieter today. A little bit more, well, it's quite early still in the morning. But a little bit more space to have a look around and enjoy it. Here on Saturday, I didn't really get the chance to enjoy everything. So much going on, people to speak to, people to meet, bumping into people. Gary, Graham, future podcast, possibly this podcast, I'm not sure how it's going to go yet. Speaking to him, speaking to a few garden designers, which was lovely. And having a look around, you know? But this is, wow, you know what Skeegeen Garden is all about. About bringing family together, bringing people together. And this is the show for that. Like I said before, so many families going about, so many kids come free to this show. And the whole food aspect that's part of it as well just brings people together. The other day I heard someone say, oh, Mum, oh, well, there's a kids zone as well. I should have mentioned that. Kids zone. Hello. Olive would have loved that. Absolutely loved it. And there's a lot of activities as well. But I heard kids say as they were going around the show gardens, Mum, can we go to the kids zone? Yep. Let's have a little look around the gardens first. Then we'll go there. And if that ain't getting kids into gardening, showing them around, even just a little bit, looking at the gardens, giving them like inspiration, then, you know, that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. I'm standing under the biggest tree in Phoenix Park, I can imagine. It's ridiculous. That's a climbing tree. That is what I'm talking about. That's a climbing tree. Next to me, I've got an allotment that's been built just for like teaching kids and that, and families and young people about gardening. We've got DIY, grow it yourself. Just saw Fiona Kelly just chatting away, and a massive polytunnel. Love to grow again. Education. And then across from that is a food fair, and we've got food mixed in with it all. Good food at that. Good food.
The queen is in there. She has promotion wine.
She's a few minutes ago. Oh, much bigger. Much, much bigger. She's about three times the size.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's in there somewhere. She was around a minute ago.
But what happens when the queen dies? They choose another.
When the queen dies, they choose another, and there's another queen produced. And generally, it creates another hive too, separate from this hive.
So is that the liquidy stuff in there? Is that honey?
That's a small amount of honey, just to sustain themselves.
So I'm in a little bit of a maze right now. Literally, this place has too much going on. Is that a criticism? Too much going on? So yeah, just looking at the main stage. Some music happening as well. Really bringing a mixture of everything together here, which I like. Again, once again, make it into a family day out. Having that aspect of them gardens over in a in the top bit, which we're going to look at in a minute, I promise. And then having music and the kids zone. I'm going to have, let's go and have a look at the kids zone. I wish Oliver was here to I wish Oliver was here so I could actually play a little bit. Next time, next year. Bubbles going on. Lots of fun stuff there. I a little bit enjoyed that show. Maybe too much. Right, we've got to remember that this is a garden podcast, Lee. We've got to remember that. Reel it back in. Let's go and check out some of the gardens.
This is the podcast alarm. We are 27 minutes into the podcast. I'm going to keep it down to half hour. Let's try and make it as 30 minutes as possible. So, for the first time in podcast history, we are going to do a two-parter on one weekend. That's right, the Bloom Special is going to be a two-parter on the same weekend. So, if you want to check out part two, then it's going to be on the iTunes, so click somewhere. Just it'll be above or below this podcast, which let's hope that no one listens to podcast two first, because that would be that wouldn't be good, would it? That wouldn't be good. And I hope you're enjoying this, by the way. I hope you're enjoying this like little diary thing. I quite like doing these, like just showing you what I'm up to. It's a bit like doing a video diary, but not really well, it's not video, is it? I'm rambling. Part two coming up in a minute. I'm going to go and check out those gardens. And, my God, they were good. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Tell you what. Go stick kettle on. And I'll see you on part two. No, seriously, what are you still doing here? Part two. There's no special... Well, you already know that hashtag listen to the end, there's no competitions. We already know at the moment that's a no-go. Although, if you listen to hashtag listen to the end on part two, there's still no competitions. But what I can tell you is in September, we will have a competition. September. You've not got... Oh, what month are we in? July, August. In 1 month's time, 1 month and a bit, we're going to have our first hashtag listen to the end competition. And I'm going to try and make it a big one for you guys because you deserve it. Now, some of you might say, Lee, you are just filling right now to make it to exactly 30 minutes. And I say, how dare you? How dare you accuse me of filling time on a podcast just so I can hit the exact 30-minute point? How dare you think that of me? That is not that sort of podcast. This ain't that sort of podcast. This is, you know,